We got guests. We got Thomas Content in studio, executive director of Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, Inc. And we got Antonio Butts in studio as well. Hey, look, we had a whole conversation for the last couple months about these data centers.
That's right.
And a lot of people on the outskirts of Milwaukee are on the news protesting these data centers due to maybe environmental, maybe electricity surges in the community, and maybe other things. But I'm happy you're here because I want to know what's really going on and what should the concern be. Because last week we talked about there was a news article about the We Energy preparing for a surge due to these data centers.
That's right.
And I had a question. Will the cost be passed on to the people?
That's the big question, and we're trying to make sure that doesn't happen. So, yeah, at CUB, we're the consumer advocate for all the ratepayers across the state, We Energies and otherwise. And the big difference between the data centers we've already had and the new ones is AI. And AI is just – it's an aircraft carrier size of energy use. That's how much it is. You talk about how long We Energies has been around since the 1890s.
Right.
1890s to today, they've gone from zero demand for electricity to 5,000 megawatts. And now just these two projects, so they have 1.1 million customers, right? And these two projects is like adding another 1.1 million customers just for two projects in Port Washington and for Microsoft and Racine. So that it's orders of magnitude, which is why they just filed proposals to build, count it, $6 billion of new power plants and upgraded power plants. And the concern is who's going to be paying for that? And you know, the concern is the tech companies have all the money and they should be paying for it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they got money. So why would any cost be passed on to us? That's lack of leadership and negotiation to me if that happens. So I would put the onus on our elected officials to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and they have filed a proposal. We Energies has filed a proposal with the Public Service Commission, which is, you know, the agency that regulates the monopolies. And they call it their ratepayer protection plan. And they've been saying all the right things, and the tech companies have been saying all the right things. But once our economist and our team of experts dug into it, it's like, well, here's a loophole. Oh, here's another one. We could be on the hook for a quarter of the cost of all this new power plants. We could be on the hook for the transmission line costs for the giant transmission lines that have to feed these babies. There's a lot of risk here.
Before the day,
Antonio,
center,
how you doing, Antonio?
Good.
Let's get his mic up.
All right.
Speak into the mic a little bit. But I wanted to ask you a question. You know, I live on the north side where people struggle just with what's going on with We Energies right now.
Right.
Many times after April, you know, now that they released, lift the moratorium, and now people trying to figure out how they're going to pay this bill after the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking anything extra, it just makes me nervous.
Yep. So before the data center issue emerged and has become, you know, this huge topic and huge capital spend, energy affordability has been an issue in Milwaukee for quite a while.
Right.
And so I'm over at Walnut Way Conservation Corps, and we've been in this energy justice battle for the last 5 years.
Okay.
Involved as an actual legal intervener in Public Service Commission cases around how We Energies produces their rates.
Right.
And so this particular case, again, is something we saw on the horizon years ago. Been joining Tom and the CUB team and some of our other partners across the state just to raise the alarm about this whole issue. And so as we get into the details, you'll see it's just completely unfair. It's an opportunity for people to step up, and you calling out the right names when you talk about state legislators and public officials.
Okay. All right. To me, and this is just my opinion, many times when it comes to these big companies and these contracts, we fall short and the taxpayers is left holding the bag.
Right.
You know, no matter if they got them big time lawyers, when they come in, they just devour our elected officials. And I'm just being honest. Like, they, you know, we kind of wonder, how did they get that player deal? Like, how did they get that price? How did we end up holding the bag? It's because of the negotiations that's supposed to be going on our behalf. Mm-hmm. And like Tom said that the negotiations are going on, mm-hmm. and they find loopholes in what the what is being presented. And many times, people do come here to set up, especially big conglomerates, and they end up mm-hmm. finding a way around mm-hmm. what's being said with the loopholes, and then we get the inflation
how,
on the back.
Yes, sir. So how our rates are decided in Wisconsin is through a state agency, the Wisconsin Public Service okay. Commission. And the commission basically has three appointed commissioners by the governor. And these three individuals make the decisions on all of the pricing of utilities
oh,
across
wow.
the state. And these decisions that are being made now. What's important that listeners should understand about this tariff is the tariff decides who pays and who pays what.
Oh, wow. So why ain't Microsoft just you if anything extra, it just go to y'all. Why can't they just say that?
that's the idea. I mean, I think
you know what I mean. Simple. Like,
yeah.
Okay, if we get an extra surge, all extra go to y'all. Y'all got to pay. Y'all got to foot the bill.
Yep, and we got to hold them to it. So they put together a deal that doesn't provide tough enough financial guarantees. It doesn't have long enough contracts. It only applies to just if really the mega sized data centers and not all of them. So we think the Public Service Commission has a job right now to make it right. And most people haven't heard of a Public Service Commission, right? I mean, we call it the three most people in state government that nobody's ever heard of because they tell us what we pay for power, what we pay for water, and they set the course.
So they got names.
And they set the course for the Wisconsin for
we
the
need
kind
some
of future.
Names now. We need some email addresses.
We're going to give you some information in a minute. But they set the course for what kind of energy future we're going to have too. But by deciding which power plants get built, which ones don't.
All of our commissioners appointed by Governor Evers currently. The chair is Summer Strand. Christy Naito and Marcus Hawkins. Those are the three individuals, and they're all appointed by the governor. Governor, who's also a co-chair of the U.S. Climate Alliance as well.
Mm.
And so this is all really important, but to Tom's earlier point, you know, the vision and the expectation is not lining up with what we see in the actual process and the negotiation, as you mentioned it.
Well, people in the chat is already saying from what they're hearing, so taxes about to go up again. That's what they kind of hearing from when they say that all of these data centers is coming through with the AI and the surge. And
it's a significant
they're building more infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Could the cost be avoided or being passed on to the taxpayer?
We've seen it done in other states where they passed plans that actually work better for consumers. And that's why we actually need legislation too, because we need a statewide approach. I like to talk about this example in Ohio where the utility actually got burned by crypto and Bitcoin companies that came in.
Oh, wow.
And for crypto mining, and they needed a lot of energy infrastructure for that. And guess what? They didn't stay. They only lasted a few years, and then they left town. And then the ratepayers in Ohio were on the hook. And so what happened with then the data centers came in, and the utility actually was just as concerned as our counterpart, the consumer advocate over in Ohio. So the utility and the consumer group worked together to come up with a plan that had longer contract terms,
right.
more tougher provisions, and they passed that in which Ohio's public utility regulator passed that. And then what happened? Then all the data centers said, we're going to go to a different utility where all those consumer protections aren't in place.
Hmm.
And so our concern is even if the PSE makes this the best, even insulates We Energy's customers, we got to make sure that the rest of the customers across the state are protected too. And so a statewide approach is really needed and legislation is needed for that.
Okay, well, we got to run the break. When we come back, we got some questions. How many jobs would this provide for the community? Is this something that we should be concerned about when it comes to pollution? What are some of the – because I hear a lot of people saying with these data centers, it's, you know, what are the main concerns? And when we come back, we want to talk about that, Antonio. But when we come back, we're going to have more conversation. We're talking about We Energy. We're talking about the surge in energy expected to happen with these AI data centers. We're going to have more conversation when we get back.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
We got a conversation that I think that y'all should be paying attention to right now, because it involves you. It involves your taxes. It involves these data centers that are popping up. And you see a lot of people giving a little pushback. But lately, they're talking about the cost of the energy surge. We Energy was on the news last week talking about the preparing for an energy surge. And many times with that, I wonder would that cost be passed on to us most times. But we got Tom Content in the studio, and we got Antonio Butt in the studio to talk about this. And I appreciate y'all for coming through.
No, it's great to be with you.
Yes, sir.
And look, when we talk about what's going on with the elected officials and the groups that are handling this situation, where are we right now at this moment?
At this moment, well, our legislature gave tax breaks for data centers 3 years ago and kind of set the ball in motion. And other states took a different approach where they negotiated those tax breaks in exchange with that statewide approach and the consumer protections I was talking about earlier. So we're kind of playing – over in the Capitol, they're playing catch-up, and part of that catch-up is happening tomorrow when there's going to be a Senate hearing on a bunch of data center bills. And I'm expecting a lot of people to testify and say, hey, let's get the rules of the road right before mm-hmm. before we go down any further down this path.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that where we are now is – energy affordability has been an issue in Milwaukee for quite a long time. What we know from our work at Walnut Way as an intervener in rate cases is that it's a known 60,000 residents who have energy affordability issues. We know that about 50 megawatts of energy can take care of those residents. When we think about how much energy We Energies is preparing to produce for data centers, it's more than 20 times those 50 megawatts.
Wow. I was talking about the elected officials that, because many times my listeners just want to know who to call, how to get involved, and where should they put the energy to try to help.
And right now the action is over in the state Senate, because we've got data center bills that are pending over in the state Senate because the assembly already passed something,
mm-hmm.
Which we don't think actually accomplishes a lot and actually couldn't do more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a hearing tomorrow about the data center bills. And speaking of taxpayers, the Senate also has a bill to give new tax breaks for nuclear plants. And one of the reasons for that they're looking for those tax breaks is because the utilities and the data centers are trying to build have more nuclear power to feed the data centers. But tax breaks could be given for those projects in advance.
Right.
So
now before we went to break, I've seen people complain about just data centers, like having them in the community. What is the main concern with citizens and residents? The AI data centers.
I mean, I think there's a lot of community concerns. I was at a meeting last week in Port Washington where a lot of the people are very concerned. They're concerned about the energy use and then the impact on the water system, in part because of the water that is needed for a data center, but even more water is needed for the power plants that are needed mm-hmm. to feed the data center. So there's so water challenges. And it's for a town that's not expecting it. It's very disruptive. It's a lot of change overnight. The benefits are, you know, there is a tax benefit for the community that sites it. But you know, there are questions about how many permanent jobs they actually create. But it does create a lot of construction jobs while it's happening, and so you're seeing a lot of unions of saying, hey, you know, we want to see these things get built because. And the power plants get built because of the, you know, construction jobs are happening an area of interest, I guess. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. To Tom's point about the water and water usage, I know a lot of people have been doing their own research to understand, you know, one question in a chat bot is a certain number of gallons
right.
of water as an example. But when we just talk about environmental issues and climate issues in general, the state of Wisconsin has very clear goals around sustainability and what our expectations are of ourselves by 2050.
Right.
And with the governor being a co-chair of the U.S. Climate Alliance and us already having very clear goals outlined, we have a vision and a path. So it's really important to hold We Energies accountable and keep them in alignment with the criteria and the threshold we expect from them in this issue. If we have to drill for more coal, use more oil, that takes us away from our long-term climate goals. And what that does is it puts the burden on the future, the children now, the young people now.
Yeah, now, and we're paying for coal. Coal is not cheap. And,
right.
You know, we're paying. The Trump administration, right, just recently announced a plan to keep coal plants open around in various states. And it just happened in Michigan. And we're nonpartisan, but from an affordability perspective, this is actually raising prices, and not just for Michiganders, because the Michigan utility turned around and said, "Well, we were trying to shut this baby down. We don't want to reopen
right.
it." And now it's costing them hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're trying to spread it across all of the upper Midwest states, including Wisconsin. So, so we've got issues that we're trying
now,
to tackle.
We just had
here.
An energy hike.
Yeah, we just prices just went up January 1st.
So
get ready for more.
We just had an energy increase,
right?
In what you said around 31% or so.
31% is the cost over for the typical customer over the last 4 years from where things were in 2022 to where they are now.
Okay, so now we're going into another increase or a potential increase.
Right. Usually the utility, We Energies usually comes in late March, early April, around that time frame, and they usually try to ask for an increase, and we expect this year to be no different, and it would be an increase over the next 2 years.
Oh, wow. So possibly a –
we have no idea the size.
Upwards of maybe it's 40 to 50%.
Well, if going back to 2022, yeah, exactly. Mm. I mean, prices have already gone up by a third just over the last 4 years, and that would be, you know, if we had layered on another 10%, you know, that'd be 10% over 40% over 6 years. If that were to, we don't know what they're going to file though.
What can people do? Like, because we talking about it, I think we mentioned the elected officials, the state representatives, but. What do we need to do to really make an impact, to really let our voices be heard when it comes to this? Because sometimes we'll hear this information and we'll be like, oh, they're already going to do whatever they got going on. They already got it planned. It's nothing we can do.
Yeah, it's true. And there's always something we can do. And we all know there's something that we always can do. And, mm-hmm. and each individual can contribute in many ways. But this particular process, hearings were held around this tariff. And the public comment period is open for one more day. So people do have an opportunity to go to the Wisconsin Public Service Commission website and put a comment in terms of their own story and how this will
right.
impact them and their families. But then along the lines of the things that you were mentioning earlier and talking to Tom about, just politically, how should we start to show up? Because this issue isn't going away.
Right.
And it's going to take us a while to negotiate our way through this. And mm-hmm. so to your point, if we can keep it on the radar, keep it front and center
keep
for
talking
folks.
About
it. Yes, sir.
Because once it fall off, they get to operate without the community input or knowledge of actually what takes place. Many times we'll hear about it, then it'll go away, and then about the next time we heard about it, it's already a done deal.
And the, and that's, I appreciate you saying that, because that's why Walnut Way became an official intervener. We Energies has the largest philanthropy in the state of Wisconsin. For Walnut Way, a nonprofit, to decide that it's going to be an intervener in utility rate cases while the largest philanthropic organization is on the other side of the battle.
Oh, wow. Microsoft?
We Energies.
Oh, We Energy. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a. They say it's many times it's a monopoly in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, every utility has its own territory that's their own, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So Madison has a utility just for Madison, and We Energies has southeastern Wisconsin and Appleton, Fox Valley, parts of the Fox Valley.
So they'll never let another energy company come in and compete.
And that's why the job of those three commissioners and the Public Service Commission is so important. And there's a national a national leader that's talking about energy affordability now named Charles Waugh. He grew up in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. He calls them across the country, the 200 Supreme Court justices of energy.
Wow.
Because that's how important they are. And what I wouldn't get out of bed if everybody was throwing up their hands and saying, you know, and saying, I can't fight City Hall, right? And what's different now, I think, is people are more aware than they've ever been. Affordability. When I was a reporter covering this stuff, my stories would be inside the business section. But this data center and affordability together, it's a top tier issue now. Look what happened out east. A rate freeze was one of the planks for the governors of New Jersey and Virginia that just won in the fall. And you know, and then you look at the recent polling in Wisconsin and nationally, where that it doesn't matter if you're independent, it doesn't matter if you're Democratic, it doesn't matter if you're Republican. We're a 51-49 state when it comes to elections, but it's a 10-point margin with people thinking that the costs of data centers outweigh the benefits right now.
So if incomes aren't increasing, if inflation is truly rising, then it's incumbent upon us to figure out how to help people keep money in their home, not have money extracted out of their homes.
Well, look, when we come back, I want to get y'all final thoughts. You know, the community right now, we have so many fires and taxes is going up, wheel taxes, sales taxes. You know, we energy didn't went up, you know.
That's right.
All I'm saying is, where's the relief? And it don't seem like it's coming no time too soon with this conversation. Tory Lowe Show. We talking about energy surging. We talking about data centers. And we're talking about We Energy, all in the conversation right now about ultimately how do we move forward with these data centers coming into our communities. Over the last couple months, we've been seeing community members challenge the idea of these data centers. And we have also seen an increase in the energy bill since the beginning of this year. So we're trying to make sense of it all. We got Tom Content and Antonio, but in the studio, how do we make sense of a lot of this? Can we make sense of this, or how can we make sure that we get involved to where we're not so reactionary?
I think that's the key. I think that the more people participate in these processes, the better. We all lose if we just sit on our hands and don't do anything. And so that's why, you know, Cubs have been around for over 40 years, and we've been in rate cases for a long time. And we used to fight Ma Bell back before when there was one big AT&T back in the day.
Oh, wow.
When they were trying to raise prices. But now this case involving the data centers and whether they'll pay their fair share is probably the biggest non-rate case that we've been involved in 45 years. And people can still get involved. There was a hearing last week, but as Antonio said, that people can still submit their comments by tomorrow, by the end of the day tomorrow. So on our website, we have a data centers page, and we will, if you go to cubwi.org and click on our data centers page, we've got a direct link to that public comment form where you can just speak your piece about what you want to see as things move forward.
Yeah, well, again, 100%. Definitely contact your state legislator, local public officials, not just to ask them to do something, but they should have a position on this issue. So you shouldn't be able
to be telling you what they're going
to
do.
You should not be able to reach out to a public official who does not have a position on this issue with the understanding that it will impact you and your household.
Right.
What folks can do, because this is a marathon, this is a long battle, is support the organizations who are on the front line. So Citizens Utility Board, to Tom's point, has been around for 40 years. It's a statewide agency. We can pour into that organization and become members. We can become active in work that's happening at Walnut Way, Metcalf Community Bridges. There are a number of organizations who are collectively working to basically, you know, push back on the issue and influence the process and be at the table. And so it's actively happening. There's a base that exists, and it's an opportunity for people to connect with that base and help us be able to tip the scale and have more influence on this issue.
Mo the Elephant says, what is the website again?
C-U-B, like cub, W-I.org. So cubwi.org.
Cubwi.org if you want to submit.
Yep, and then just look for the data center. There's an updates tab, and just look for data centers, and you'll get right there. You scroll down, and it says, submit your comment here. So
many times when I'm in the neighborhood, in the community, we don't get this information until after it's all over with, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for coming in and really kind of shedding light on this conversation, especially what can we do as people. Many times we hear these conversations, we kind of go on about our business, and then months from now, we like, well, where was this? Mm-hmm. How come we didn't know? You know, that's no longer the excuse. You can go get involved, get active, and make sure that your voice are heard. You said there was a hearing coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the deadline for public comments. They had a hearing last week. It was just only on Zoom, but dozens of people, scores of people showed up for that. But the same case, they're saying, we still want more input. And so tomorrow.
And this is on Zoom, or this is just got to be there
Zoom,
live?
But now it's just, now you just type in your comments.
Okay.
Now you just type in your comments on your, you can do it on your phone, on your computer, whatever you got.
And if people need assistance here in the city, you can stop down at the YWCA. Folks are on hand to help folks enter their comments.
YWCA at
Martin Luther King Drive.
Okay.
Here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. All right. Look. YWCA on Martin Luther King Drive. If y'all got any questions, look, I'll say this. We cannot sit back and watch these things happen, because that way we become vulnerable. And especially in my neighborhood, in my community, where a lot of people were already questioning the high energy costs. Oh, yeah. And many times when you don't say nothing and you don't work to try to resolve it and your voice is not being heard, You gotta hold the water after. You gotta hold that bucket.
Hey, it's true. Real quick, one of the things that we've been working on with Tom, and that we actually collectively we saved 2 years ago, was the Lyft program. You know, the payment program when you call into We Energies to set up your payment arrangements. That program
energy assist.
That was on the chopping block. The Lyft program.
Okay,
it was on the chopping block, and we all work collectively to prevent that from happening. And so we do have influence as a community, as ratepayers.
Right. Your voices are powerful. And I was trying to tell people, when you give your power to someone else, you lose it. But when you keep your power, you can consistently make change. And this is why I say over and over again, you got to be about that action. Because once you start being about that action, there's accountability. We can't scream accountability and not show up. And it don't work like that. But they say faith without works is dead. If you want accountability, you got to let your voice be heard.
Exactly. So short term, file that comment by tomorrow. Medium term, all these candidates, whether it's for governor or legislature or Senate, they're going to be coming saying, you know, I want your vote. Well, you should ask them, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about energy affordability?
Right.
And then long term, once they're all back in office, watch it. Take part in all. Get with us. Find out information. Sign up for our updates, and we'll keep you informed and let you know how you can participate in more of these cases down the road.
Mm. If you had vacant lots, several acres, and you wanted to put enough solar to take care of the city, I'd want you to know it's illegal.
Oh wow! So we'd have to go through court to try to make that happen. You can't just do it. So you can't set up another alternative energy idea without going to court. You may can if you get some of them lawyers that the Bucks got and the Brewers. If you get them lawyers, you might can come in and shake something. You feel me? You can't just get an average guy. You got to get the big dogs. You got to come with that big. You got to have a big purse.
To that point, our participation in the cases year in and year out, on average, we're spending more than six figures on legal fees, just participating in the cases.
Oh, wow. Just participating.
Just being there for
wow.
Just being there for folks who were never in part of that process before, and it's a great thing that they're involved.
Well, Tom, Antonio, I'm going to get y'all final words before we run the break.
Hey, I just want to say we appreciate you and really appreciate this opportunity. We
Thank
have
you.
To normalize this issue. And so if you want to know more or learn more, you definitely connect with us at the Walnut Way Conservation Corps, and we'd be happy to share and tie you into all of the work that we're doing on the ground.
Powerful.
Yeah, and this stuff may be wonky or technical at times, but that doesn't matter, because we're trying to put it in plain language for folks, because this has been too wonky for too long. And when the utilities get their way, when they say, "Don't worry, it's complicated, we got this," and then who wins? The utility shareholders. And who doesn't? The rest of us paying the bills. So that's why we want people to stay involved and stay and be ready to learn more. And so come to our website, learn more, and we'll love to be back on the show anytime.
Well, look, Tom. Well, look, Antonio, I appreciate the conversation today. Look, a lot of gems went out there in the community. Y'all got to be about that action. You know, I tell y'all, y'all can't just be just looking up and then all of a sudden thinking that, you know, Jesus is going to come and help you. Jesus said, faith without works. You got to get to work. You got to let your voice be heard. You got to speak up, speak out when you see things going on. And this is one of those conversations that you got to talk to your elected official about. They should already have a prepared attack or plan for this. And if they don't, you may not have the right person representing you. Okay?